You are listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host, and today we're going to be talking about evangelism and you. On our program, we have a special guest, Tim Gentry. Tim is the Evangelism Director with the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. Tim, welcome to the broadcast.
It's good to be here.
Now, I read recently that your car had 35,000 miles put on it recently through the My 316 Road Trip Project. What is the Road Trip Project, and could you tell our listeners more about its purpose?
The Evangelism Group has done several road trips over the years trying to get the gospel out across Oklahoma, and also with the partnership with Idaho. And so as I came on staff here, immediately Dr. Adams was talking about some kind of road trip. One, for me to get to know the state. I was born and raised here, but had been in California for 27 years. And so a chance for me to get back and get to see what's going on across the state, as well as continue the promotion of My316.com that had just been rolled out prior to my coming, and for people to get to know me as the new evangelism director. With the My316, as we were praying and thinking about it, it just made sense. Let's do NASCAR. Mm. The 316 fit perfectly on the side of the car to be the number of the car. The My316 logo, the big blue circle, looked great. Put that on the hood. And then, of course, the cars have their main sponsor kind of on the back quarter panel, and so we had BGC over there. And then across the trunk of the car, the tail of the car, My316.com, just in your traditional web address. So just thought, let's do that. And so came up with the wrap, and everything just came together for a road trip.
Well, it looks fantastic. I have a 2-year-old son who saw it and said, "Daddy, race car." And it really does have that look. It's truly actually a Chevy Impala, but you have taken it to places across Oklahoma. And where are some of the places you've been that stuck out in your mind? I know we could go on and on.
I wish I could sing, but I've got to say, I've been everywhere, man. I have hit all 44 of our Baptist associations in Oklahoma. And you mentioned 35,000 miles. I actually have hit right up to 38,000 right now.
Wow.
The initial idea was to go from the state convention in November of last year to the state convention annual meeting of this year. And that's been the official time. I hit all 44 associations during that time. But with the Evangelism Conference coming around at the end of January, felt like, well, let's just go ahead and ride it through that, because the Evangelism Conference is also tied in with the My316 strategy.
That's perfect. And you can read more about that at BaptistMessenger.com. So if the apostles could be all in one Accord, I suppose we could be all in one Chevy.
I started out in a Honda Accord, and Randy had the Impala, and the Honda Accord just didn't have the NASCAR feel, even though Honda is in NASCAR now.
That's right. So
Randy graciously traded the company cars with me, and had the wrap put on, and it really is striking. And I get comments all the time, gas stations, just anywhere I stop. I've had people pull up alongside of me on the freeway taking pictures, the passenger taking the pictures. Rest stops have been stopped, wanting to take a picture. One night, probably the funniest one was, I was up in Claremore preaching, and it was a Sunday night after church. I had stopped at a Brahms, had to have a little refreshment, and there must have been a lot of Baptists at Brahms that night. So I was about 5 or 6 cars back in the drive-through, and so I was stopped, and I was checking some email on my phone, and I look up, and one of the passengers had gotten out of the car in front of me and was standing in front of my car taking a picture.
Well, you're a little bit of a celebrity, and it really did end up being a whirlwind tour, and I would encourage everyone listening to visit BaptistMessenger.com to read about some of the ministry outcomes. Shifting gears a little bit, pardon the pun, you do have an event coming up at the first of the year that I want to make our listeners aware of, the State Evangelism Conference, which is set for January 30th, 31st at Southern Hills Baptist Church in South Oklahoma City. They can go on to bgco.org/SEC2012. But let's talk about that event. What is the purpose? Who will be there? What can a potential attendee expect?
I think historically, and my vision is, the Evangelism Conference is a place for pastors, staff, and lay leaders to come and to just get that charge, that recharge we all need, and to be refocused about how important evangelism is, that every one of us are to be involved, every one of us need to be involved. And the key of just being reminded that I have a story to tell and I need to see the opportunities God gives us every day to share that with others. So that's primarily just to inspire people. But also through the preaching and then through the breakouts is that anybody that attends the conference, they would leave that conference with two or three, I think very key, but very simple takeaways that they could implement in their Sunday school class and their church that next week or two after the conference. That would make a difference.
That's great. And who are some of the speakers you're going to be bringing in?
This year we have Fred Luter, pastor of Franklin Avenue Baptist Church in New Orleans. Really excited to have Fred. The national convention is going to be in New Orleans this year. I'm already hearing people say that he will probably be nominated and elected as the president of the Southern Baptist Convention. He's first vice president right now, but just a outstanding preacher and has lived out the life of Christ. They're obviously going through Katrina and many opportunities to leave, both him physically to leave and go to another church or to have his church relocate, but they committed to going back and ministering to the people and rebuilding their church and ministry there in New Orleans. So Fred Luter will be there. Robert Smith, professor of divinity of Christian preaching at Beeson Divinity School, another outstanding preacher, will be there. Bob Pittman, and Bob has been to our evangelism conference before, but a lifetime of ministry, preaching, pastoring, and as an evangelist. And so Bob will be there. Somebody that our listeners may not be familiar with, but Dr. Rock Collins out of Indian Springs Baptist Church in Kingsport, Tennessee. Very effective preacher and has spent time as an evangelist as well. I think he can come and bring that balance of that passion of the evangelist, but also the practical day-to-day work of how that happens in the local church.
Excellent.
Rob Zinn from Emmanuel Baptist Church in Highland. I personally know Rob from time in California, very well respected in California and across the nation, and was able to meet up with him again a year ago at Indian Falls Creek here in Oklahoma and invited him to the conference. Emerson Falls, one of our Oklahoma pastors. Matter of fact, we have four. Emerson Falls from Glorieta Baptist Church in Oklahoma City, Shane Hall, First Baptist Church, Lawton, Doug Melton, the host church, Southern Hills in Oklahoma City, and then Jeremy Freeman, First Baptist Church of Newcastle. And so I felt like it was important not only, you want the headliners or the one, I hate to use the word famous, but people that have been heard of and people want to come to the conference to hear. But also time and time people say, we just want to hear somebody that's pastoring a church, like the church I'm pastoring. And it's a catch-22. I don't know that people would come to a conference just to hear pastors of churches just like theirs. But once they do come and they do hear those pastors, many times they're much more effective in the message they share and the practical things they're doing in their churches for those takeaways, where the participant can say, that church is very similar to mine. I think God could do that through me and my church.
Outstanding. Well, that's just a fantastic lineup. And listeners, you can go to bgco.org/sec2012 for the full list of speakers, the schedule, and information about how to sign up. If you do attend, I promise you'll be blessed. You'll be challenged. Now, we're talking with Tim Gentry, BGCO's evangelism director, and I would be remiss if I didn't ask, Tim, what is the state of evangelism today in our society and its importance, especially as it plays out in Oklahoma? Could you underscore that for us?
Well, let me take it back just a moment. When I went to California 28 years ago as a missionary from Oklahoma, I was surprised when I got there that it was more like Oklahoma than I thought. There were more churches there than I thought would be there, though obviously we needed more, and I started a church there in Sacramento and pastored for 12 years. But it was a little more like Oklahoma than I thought. But the troubling thing is, when I came back to Oklahoma after 27 years of being away, it was more like California than I thought it would be. We no longer, if we ever did, we no longer live in the Bible Belt. We're no longer the buckle on the belt. And so I think in some ways it's good. We can't just assume that because of our position or because of our friends that, you know, we're all in this church thing together. And so I think it's much more clear that we need to verbalize Jesus Christ, who he is, and the message of the gospel than in days past. It's not just about inviting people to church. It's about sharing with them through our voices and through our hands and feet that Jesus Christ makes a difference in my life, and he can do the same for you.
Amen. That's well said. I wish we could go on. Time does not permit. We've been talking with Tim Gentry, the BGCO's Evangelism Director. Tim, thanks for coming on the broadcast and talking about the upcoming conference, about what you've been doing through the MITHE 316 road trip, and then underscoring the real need to share Jesus with the lost and dying world, even here at home.
Great. Thank you very much.
We'll have you back on the broadcast. Blessings to you, and thanks for listening. You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, visit baptistmessenger.com or find us in the iTunes Store.